Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nearly 500 miles in 3 years separate the death of a Border Patrol agent in a shootout earlier this month and the double homicide of a Delaware County couple, but police say there's a connection. And KWW's Matt Coughlin explains.
The January 20th shootout along the Vermont-Canadian border left Officer David Mayland and gunman Felix Bocholt dead. A second gunman, Teresa Youngblood of Washington State, allegedly fired at agents, was wounded, and is now charged with federal firearms violations. But there's more to the case. One of the guns used by the pair, according to Pennsylvania State Police, was purchased by a person of interest in the murder of 72-year-old Richard and 69-year-old Rita Zajko at their home on Highland Drive in Chester Heights, Delaware County, in 2022. That person of interest has not been identified, and no charges have been filed since the Zajko's murder, which state police characterized as targeted. However, this week, the ATF issued a bulletin to firearms dealers in the Vermont area looking for any records of transactions involving Michelle Jacqueline Zajko, the daughter of Richard and Rita, and describe her as a person of interest in the border shooting. Zajko owns an undeveloped half acre of land a few miles south of the border. However, investigators have declined to comment on Zajko's whereabouts. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.